Good morning, everyone. This is Terry Devine with Something Brewing, and I'm here with my most fabulous co-host, Tracy Mahan. Hey, Tracy, would you like to come in and say hello to everybody this fine Wednesday morning?
We really need to figure out how to do the drum roll when we introduce each other because, you know, we always try to come up with something miraculous.
I know. Something alive, something miraculous. And so, oh my goodness, I had a little difficulty signing on today. So that means I forgot to open up the chat window. So on Blog Talk, and then I have this other little drop down that is not going away. You know, I think the little gremlins are messing with me today.
The gremlins are out. You know,
they
we should talk
out.
About gremlins a little bit because I had one of our mutual friends, and I won't put her name on here because I don't know that I had permission to. So I will tell a little backstory with that. Her son plays football, and he got a concussion. And he's already one of those that can kind of see auras and stuff, but, you know, he's, I think he's like 14-ish, somewhere in there.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, it's not cool to see auras, so he doesn't talk about it. But he hits his head, and she brings him to the emergency room, and while they're sitting there, you know, they're in their little room sitting there waiting for the doctor to come back after the scans. And she said she started feeling very agitated and very grumpy and just not feeling herself and was getting kind of snarky. And he looks over at her and says, "Mom, they're pulling at your energy. There's a whole bunch of them. And they are draining your energy because they need it in order to travel." She's like, "Who's they?" And she goes, "All those little spirits that are around you." She goes, "Can you see them?" And he's like, "No, but I can feel them. They're all over." He said, "They pull at your energy so that, and then they take it so that they can travel and move in that realm." So if you guys are starting to notice yourselves getting grumpy or, you know, out of sorts, do a little clearing, cut some cords, ask the angels to come clear those little guys away, because it doesn't sound, you know, I don't think they do it to be malicious or anything. They just need the energy to do what they need to do, and they don't think about the effect it's having on the people that are in the physical. So, anyways.
Another thing, Tracy, is she would have been at that place of fear. Her son is in the hospital.
Right.
And so that means her vibrational body was down into the realm of fear. And if you are at a higher level of love, those that are at lower levels or lower frequencies cannot attach to you. So also raising your vibration up will help you or assist you in releasing these two because they cannot resonate and cannot connect. But you're the second person I've heard of. A friend of mine went to a reader at an event up in, well, this Emerald Spiral up in Kent, Washington. And what they told her, you know, this one is going, "Oh, you've got a portal open on your neck." And these lower energies, you know, you're allowing in the lower energies. Higher and lower, but it just being too open. So it is. Seal up your vibrational body. Raise your vibration also.
Yeah.
There's, you know, you cut cords, you ask Archangel Michael to come in, the angels, anything, you know, everything that's perfect for you. And
exactly.
So you're right.
How important was that this morning? I think that really needed to get said, and that was a perfect compliment to the story is, raise that vibration. That's great.
Yes. And, you know, and right now I'm feeling, I don't know why. Yet I'm feeling as if we're all alone because I don't see anybody on our chat room.
On our chat. Let's tell them how to get there.
I don't see anybody on our call list. Are we really here?
I don't know. We might be in an alternate dimension. That's a whole other story, though, and I find it very fascinating.
You and me too. But just so y'all know how to connect with us, I'm going to put it out there, is please call in at 646-668-8389. Press the number 1 to let us know you have a question. We will be taking questions later on in the show. Go to our chat room in Blog Talk Radio, or go to our chat room on Cat Media with the number 2 directly after the word media, no space. And join us on the chat there. We're here for you.
Yeah, two ways to chat, Facebook and Blog Talk.
So we're here.
So
we're
there's here. No excuse for not chatting with us, because, you know,
that's
we feel lonely. I have a wonderful idea. To kill time while we're waiting for these guys to get there, I want you to tell us about your last few days, the weekend. What did you do?
I had the most fabulous weekend, and I got married. I'm very happy.
Yay!
He appears to be happy, or he says he's happy.
He's happy.
We were late for our own wedding, which is hysterical. You know, and I kept getting, we said 4, and I kept hearing in my mind, no, it's going to be at 5. It's going to be at 5. And by golly, it was at 5, Reno, Nevada, out, and we had the letters from the Burning Man event the year before that says believe, absolutely perfect backdrop for us. And Charles's son goes to college in Reno, so he was one of our only children between the two of us that was able to be there for the wedding. And a friend of ours came in and married us, performed the ceremony. And it happened that one of the ladies that was there also, her son is in Reno and is a photographer. Well, he loves doing photography. So he came and took pictures. And when I get them, I'll be posting them. posting them online for everybody to see, because I'm a happy girl. Except he lives in California and I'm still in Oregon, and I had to fly home yesterday. Darn it. Darn it.
You know what they say, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah, or my friend Maureen says.
Everyone that's separated loves hearing that phrase, don't they?
Yes, they do. Or my friend Maureen always goes, how can I miss you if you never go away? It's like, okay, I've gone away, miss me.
Miss me. Yeah.
But you know, Charles and I were having a discussion as he was taking me to the airport yesterday, you know, and about the work I do and that sort of thing. And because he's learning it, he's more religious than spiritual. And like I told him, I said, you know, I know God puts me in exactly where I'm meant to be. And what I do is just open the door and say, because I call God spirit or source or, you know, whatever that energy is, whatever name you give it, I always just put it out there. You know, I'm here. Tell me what to do. Guide me. And that's what brought me to this, is knowing that I'm always provided for and always taken to the perfect place at the perfect time to do exactly what I'm meant to do. And that allows us to be in that moment of trust. And knowing that we're supported, you know, again, it's the universe provides. So some of us call it, you know, life, you know, and it's just trusting that and believing in that. So.
And, you know, sometimes the universe provides for us in ways that don't make sense. So I'm going to throw that out there too, is, you know, sometimes it will appear as a hardship or something that gets you to shift or move. How many times have we been in jobs we don't like? And all of a sudden we get this coworker or boss that just makes it even that much more unbearable, to the point where we finally say, I've had enough, I can't do it, and they leave. And, you know, that's the universe providing you with the environment that gets you to make the change in your highest and best good. So, you know, sometimes it can look like something miserable going on, but if you start listening and start making those changes, you'll understand and keep the faith. Faith is so important. You know, it's like they say, when you feel it the least, that's when God's working the hardest on your behalf. And it just helps you to shift into this new thing that's waiting for you. So when things are getting crazy and they don't feel like they're going the right way, that usually means something really good for you is about to happen. So hang in there. Have the faith that something really good's coming.
Well, you know, Tracy, the day after Charles and I got married, a post that I had put up the year before. God, what is it? I know I can talk. The year before. Okay. Raise
it,
my vibrations. Gremlins go away. You know, angels support me. Anyway, I posted a little saying the year before, and it popped up the day after Charles and I were married. So it gave me this great segue to post onto Facebook. And what it says is sometimes our lives have to be completely shaken up, changed, and rearranged to relocate us to the place we're meant to be. And, you know, that's true, because there's times we hold on too long. You know, where people become afraid of the unknown, or they don't trust or don't believe. And you know, the essence of who they are bringing them into a different space. It's a time for that next step. God is there saying, hey, let's get going. Well, if you won't let go, it has to be shaken up to a point. You will finally release it and take that next step. And that's, you know, we get attached in the human mind and go into that place of fear is I can't see it. I don't know it. I can't dream it up. I can't think it up. And so our essence carries us forward. God carries us forward and says, here, sweetheart, this is where you're meant to be. Let's walk from here.
Yeah.
So.
I'm going to do a big shout out for Karen right now because she joined us in the chat room. So she broke the vortex.
Yay. You mean we're not alone?
We're not alone.
No, Karen. Yay. I'm starting to feel like the Lone Ranger. Well, it'd be the Lone Rangeress. But I'm not alone because you're there. So which do you want to be?
I'm
the
there.
Lone Ranger or Tonto? Because I'll be the other one, whichever.
Tonto gets to ride the pretty little, it's a Mustang or something. I don't know. Anyways,
no, and the ranger has to wear a mask. So
Karen says perhaps the show is only for me.
That must be it. So
have faith, Karen. There you go. Oh, that's funny. But yeah, let's go back to what we were talking about. So. Yeah, you know, with all the big steps that you've been taking in the last few, actually couple months, you know, you've had to have a lot of faith to move forward and, you know, do the things that you feel compelled and called to do. And, you know, I got asked 20 years ago, would you have followed your intuition like you did the last couple months?
You know, for me, it's really crazy. I've always kind of just followed, even when I was terrified, you know, and before I was in any form of awareness. So apparently I always heard, but sometimes it might have been a struggle, you know, a bit of a struggle. And I'd be going, oh, my gosh. Yet there was a part of me that always would dive in that, you know, I'm an Aries. We're known for jumping in head first. So for me, and I would have to say yes. I don't know. This I probably would have really hesitated on because more of due to my children and that sort of thing. But when you feel it in your heart that it's right, you know, and I would have followed it in a whole different way. Not as heart open. That's what I would have to say. I wouldn't have been in my heart as much.
Mm.
More in my
yeah.
head. And so that would be the difference. So,
yeah.
And I did post a picture of Charles and I in the Cat Media 2 chat room on Facebook. So if you want to see us, picture taken just before we got married, it's there. And I don't look drunk.
That's right. Last week we had to compose a picture.
Because
you had, you looked drunk. And
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That worked out. We made it happen.
It did.
So funny. Yeah. You guys look very happy.
I love it. We are very happy, or at least I am. He keeps telling me he is, so I'm going to trust that. I'm going to trust it. I'm going to believe in it. He married me.
He did marry you, and I've got to turn off the volume on my phone. Sorry, folks. There we go. text messages start coming in. Yeah, it's been a crazy morning. I woke up to all kinds of information coming at me as far as last night my grandma fell. So there will be some running around today trying to find out if she's going to be okay. And then I had another person fall that I was chatting with her. And so, yeah, you guys, my message today is just check into the energy around you, spend some time in meditation or prayer and asking your team to come in and help you and clear whatever energy needs cleared and let's get this day started off right. Cause we don't need any more crazy things happening. We want,
you know, can we take a
moment?
I'm glad you said that, Tracy, because we have had a whole lot of crazy going on.
Yeah.
And there are times when there's a great change on Earth going that chaos happens. And we are moving from a lower energetic value to a higher energy, and it is a steady move. Well, that does create, like I said, chaos. So let's open our hearts and just send love out to everyone in this world and beyond. You know,
yeah.
When we attach to the fear, we help hold fear right there. And, you know, so, you know, I don't want to get into all of what has happened because then we just kind of add to that energy. So let's elevate it and let's just send love out. Love to everyone. So it's...
Mm-hmm.
Oh... You know, okay, Karen is saying, well, first she told me I'm an inspiration. I want to thank you, Karen. You know, in life, whether, you know, we can be terrified of walking out our own front doors if that's what we choose to be, or we can open our hearts and just trust. And, you know, for Tracy and for myself, it isn't always, you know, this beautiful, bright energy. We have our stuff, too. We're walking through our process. But Karen said that I was an inspiration to all of us. Well, first of all of you inspire me to be more. I just want to put that out there. And then Karen went on to say, really, I'm going through a very dark time and seeing what you have manifested gives me hope. You know, and for everybody out there, I want to say there is always hope. And what I would like to suggest for those who are going through those times that are tough, first of all, go in and really love everything that you are. And then move your focus to what you want in your life. Open your heart, trust, and allow yourself to feel and see what you want in your life. And believe that it's there because you are always supported. Okay,
mm-hmm.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
There it is.
There it is. And I did notice we finally have a caller. Thank you very much. And we will get to you shortly. But yay, we're not alone.
Well, I have two callers.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you do. You do have two callers. Yay, we're not alone. Yay, there's people out there. You know what? It's the weirdest feeling, Tracy and everybody who's listening to me. I do feel kind of isolated, and I'm not sure what's going on.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm telling you. Well, you know, we're coming up on the full moon, aren't we? I bet you that's playing a little part in some of this stuff going on
right now. You're right, and it's a big deal, full moon.
Yeah.
You know, something about, and it's really fun, is I think, if I remember correctly, and I may be backwards, so all of you astrologers out there, you can correct me. I believe Aries, the moon is in Aries, and the sun is in Libra, and it just happens that I'm an Aries, and Charles is a Libra, and Pluto's doing something, too. So, you know, I bet you're right, because that is really supposed to be a big deal.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
It'll be an interesting ride. And
it
you know
will.
What? One of our, I'm going to say, oh, I was going to say one of our callers didn't have a question mark, but it just popped up. So even our board's being funny.
Yes. Well, and I have this drop-down board that keeps saying, and it doesn't matter how many times I close it off, that just saying, if you're on Skype, you know, give it 30 seconds, and it will not go away.
No, I have it too.
Okay.
So, yeah, we have some things going on with electronics, whatever it might be. So I just, you know me, I like to find some direction to put it. I'm going to put it on the full moon. I think it's the moon messing with our electronics.
There we go. It's got to be the moon. Or, you know, it's that little, I'm seeing this big mechanical thing up in the air just playing with things. And it's like, okay, go away. Well, Tracy and I both have things that are, you know, that came upon us unexpectedly. So we are going to be ending the show a little early today. So Tracy, with that said, do we want to take a caller or now?
Yeah. Yeah. Should we, we've got one that's been on hold for a little while.
Well,
do you see that one over there?
I do. And let's bring that caller in. Caller with the last 0125. You are on the air. Who are we speaking to? What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, good morning. This is Erica from Washington and I'm really close to Kent.
Oh, okay. Did you go to the Emerald Spiral?
No, it's about like 4 hours away from where I'm at, but close.
Yeah, that is close. And what is your question?
I'm starting a new job today, and I was wondering how you feel about that.
Well, do you want to step in first, Tracy, or do you want me to?
Well, I feel like your new employer is very lucky. Okay, so... how do you spell your name? I'm going to take a different approach with this. With the K? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the things you want to watch for when you are working for someone else is that you can be very emotionally attached to what's going on. And as we all know, when we're new, we're learning. So there's good opportunities to do things incorrectly. Just don't take it personal. Breathe through it. And then move to the next thing. You're a hard worker. They're going to be lucky to have you. Just keep reminding yourself that you got to learn their process. It feels like this is a job you're familiar with, something that you've done before. Is this?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to do pretty good. It's what?
Immigration law.
Oh, okay. So you just got to learn their method to the madness, and then you'll do great. And I think it's going to be a really good position for you. And it feels like there's room to move up. So, you know, that's something that in the next 5 years, you're going to make some pretty good progress in impressing people and moving up. So, okay, we'll let Sherry look at that.
Yeah. Well, she took the words right out of my mouth. She said, yay. And that's the first thing I got was, yay. It does feel like a very positive position for you. And your first day goes very, of course, there's, like Tracy said, things that you'll misinterpret because it's new and you're a little on the nervous side. Yet it does feel like you go through with flying colors. And so you're an observer. You stand back, take things in, and then move forward. And that's really beneficial to you. So keep that up. And someone's saying, do you have a grandmother that's crossed over?
Maybe I'm on his dad's side. I never met her, though.
Okay. It really makes no difference if you have met or not met, but you still have a connection. And this grandmother energy was coming in saying she's got a really good head on her shoulders. So you've always been clear-sighted and responsible. And one of the things I do want to say, and I agree with Tracy, is you will progress through this over the next few years and elevate or rise up in the positions. But balance between work and play, it does feel like you get a little bit more serious and forget to let yourself balance out. Now, you've got some, for whatever reason, when you open this door for information, you really open the door. You're going to have some really fun events around the holidays. For whatever reason, Christmas is a great time for you this year. So really let that enjoyment be there. I'm seeing a whole bunch of happiness. So that's what I got. Yeah, it just, it's like Erica, and my daughter's name's Erica also, but spelled with the C. It's like you open this door, and it's just like all of a sudden all of these videos are playing through my head. So really let yourself step into this with a lot of joy, with a lot of spark, and just let things continue forward. Okay?
Yeah, I will. And I'm so glad that I kind of reacted, because I was going to turn the position down and take a different one that was completely different. No upward mobility. It was, you know, I was just going to be stuck as a receptionist.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Well, we're both.
You said
I can
that
feel it
I
with Tracy,
too.
We're
excited.
Happy you took the position.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would have been a very big waste of your talent. So.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. I'm glad that you went the route you did. You know, spirit got through. That was one of the other things I wanted to add is you are actually very highly intuitive. So I don't know if you play with that at all. Are you aware that you get psychic impressions and are very
mm-hmm.
intuitive? Okay.
Yeah.
Trust it. Trust it. And hopefully you've been listening to the whole show. You have. You were the first caller. You know, do the clearings. Keep your energy clear because you want to keep that bright light shining. And, you know, you'll find that sometimes people will want to bring you down to where they're at because your energy is vibrating higher than them. And just try to separate yourself from that and go bring your energy back up because you're gonna be using that at some point, all that intuition, the psychic abilities, the know-how. It's really going to come in a little bit stronger for you over the next, probably the next few months, really. And then it's going to really expand, and it's going to be something that you actually will use in day-to-day life and work. And who knows how you'll decide to expand that as you get older, but definitely embrace it. It's an amazing gift that you've got going on. So play with it.
Thank you.
Good. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Yes. Thank you. So, you know, and there again, there is, you know, an example of how the universe supports, because she could have gone in and just, you know, staying in that safe mode that keeps you small. But the universe is saying, hold it, sweetheart. Here you go. So,
yeah.
Okay, ready for that next caller?
Yeah, let's bring him on.
Okay, caller with the last four digits, 2517. You are on the air. Who are we speaking to? And what's your name? Oh, no, wait, that's the same question.
Before we speak to you, what's your name and what did your birth mother call you when you were born?
There we go. And what was your pet name? And how about that? Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling for? And what is your question?
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
So this is Jessica. I'm calling from New Jersey. And
hi, Jessica. All right.
I've been kind of frustrated lately. I guess the thing that I'm calling about is, so I'm unemployed right now. I'm like in between jobs, and I have been sending out lots of resumes and haven't had an interview just yet. But in the meantime, I applied for unemployment and food stamps, and I got the unemployment, which is it's minimal, you know, let's put it that way. And I really could use it. Food stamps, but it's just been such a difficult time trying to get in touch with anybody there. And I sort of question, I don't know, I've already spent like 4 hours on the phone trying to get in touch with someone, trying to call someone back. They don't call you on the right number. And I don't know, what's the bigger picture here? I mean, I was thinking that I was going to get another job quickly, but then the other part of me is like, well, you need the food stamps, so keep, you know, call back and wait online for an hour again today.
Is it okay if I step in, Trace?
Yeah, I'm over here taking notes. So,
okay.
I've got
what
a
I'm
list,
getting
you know.
Is that part of you, and whether you're aware of it or not, that is somewhat resistant to receiving the food stamps. There's some type of shame or element of disappointment in yourself. And so what we want to do is move that energy out of your field and then just see a clear connection to you and getting the food stamps. It's okay to get help now and then. And you're not a person that has to ask for help often. And there, like I said, there's a feeling of you're a bit of a disappointment in yourself. On the good news area is go ahead, hold on to the phone for another hour, you know, whatever, put it on speaker and walk around and you will get through. Yet it does feel like you start having hits on your resume that you sent out. We want to see it glowing and bright and set right on the top so that it's seen by others. And it does show you, I keep seeing you dressed up and going in for interviews. So it doesn't feel like employment's that far out in your future. And so then you will allow the food stamps to stop and the unemployment. It does show you going out, having some really intense work days, coming home, kicking up your feet afterwards and just relaxing. So I keep seeing that in the future, and not that far in the future. So that's the good news. Where are you feeling disappointed in yourself? I'm really curious about that.
You know what? It's sort of just annoying because I have had food stamps in the past and it's just sort of like, here we go again. So I think it's just that feeling of like, I have to deal with this crap. And, you know, they ask for a bunch of documents from you. And, you know, I tried to work with them. I'm in a new county, so it's like a whole new office. And I've tried to deal with them. I think it was earlier in the year to get food stamps, and I went down to the office and it was the same bullshit. And for whatever reason in this area, they make it like harder for you to get in touch with people, to get the services. And it's just an irritation of like, why do I have to deal with this again? They should make it easier, you know, like it's when you actually need the help.
Okay. And so one of the things that energy will actually talk. And so what we want to do is that to drop away and just see the connection made. Now, all of a sudden, I'm getting a really bad echo in my line. So
yeah,
I'm going to go ahead and
pass
this to Tracy. So, Tracy, what do you have to say?
Oh, my goodness. Jessica, buckle up.
You might want to pause me. You could you can mute me. Maybe it's mine.
Oh, no. I mean, if you have the radio show going on in the background, that just needs shut off. But we're not echoing now.
Okay.
So you are, and you validated what I got right off the bat. Right off the bat, I got you're repeating something from the past. This is a pattern. This is a pattern. And then you said, why am I going through this again? Ba-doom, pattern. So where is it? And you don't have to answer these questions necessarily on the radio show, okay? But I want you to think about the first time you didn't feel supported. Go back in earliest years that you can, whatever age shows up, because it feels to me like this is some early childhood stuff. And what you do is you look at that. When was the first time you didn't feel supported? You didn't feel like you had what you needed. And what a perfect show for you to call in when our theme is how the universe provides for us. And so right now the universe is providing for you a mirror into a time where you didn't feel supported, and we need to heal that. And so what I want to do is I want you to just in your mind picture yourself as a small child and then pick yourself up in your lap and just hug yourself and say, it's okay. We make it. We're doing good. We've got this. Love on that child. Make her feel safe. And then just bring her back into your body, like you just merged together, because there's an aspect of you that got lost a long time ago that was left in fear and left in this feeling of poverty and not able to make it. And I don't know where my next meal's coming from, whatever it might be. And we're just going to scoop it up and hold it, heal that. We're asking the angels, we're asking God to come in and heal that. And I want to look at the part that brings up the anger. I know you mentioned frustration when you called in. And frustration, anger, just feeling stuck, all of that just feels like it kind of plays in here. And we're just going to ask the angels to help us remove the cords to those feelings. And here's why. The feelings just want to be felt. They want to be recognized. So in this moment, Jessica, we're just going to recognize that you are angry and it's okay to be angry, and that you're frustrated and it's okay to be frustrated, and just acknowledge that those feelings are there. And once you do, then you can just release them. You already know what it feels like to be frustrated and angry and stuck. So now you don't need to feel it anymore. So you can just let it go and let it just drift away. See it floating off in a cloud and just gone, all cords to it gone, like you just let go of a string to a balloon and it sailed off. And then just allow for the good things that are waiting for you to come in, because they are. They're right there waiting to come in. And we just want to see that healed and coming in for you. And so I'm envisioning it here. I'm asking our audience, see Jessica with this beautiful job that makes her happy. And here's one of the things I wanted to ask you. When I asked Spirit, what is that job that's going to make you happy? It feels like you like to work with people. Would that be true? Do you like to work with people?
I do, until they annoy me. It's kind of like a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, right. Well, there's what, I'm not sure what kind of job you're looking for, but it feels to me like there's a job where you would just thrive at, because you're really good at, maybe it's the meet and greet part where you don't have to spend a lot of time with them, but you get to welcome them into something, you know, like a hotel hospitality where you get to say, hey, come in, enjoy our hotel, whatever it might be. But, you know, something that gives you contact, maybe minimal contact, so that you don't get to the point of being annoyed by people, but, you know, just gives you some contact, gives you the ability to share and interact with people, because it really feels like that is a good place for you. You're a hard worker.
Yeah.
You're going to be the same as Erica. You've got a hardworking background. You take things, you have an emotional attachment to the work you do, which are excellent qualities, but the downfall is you might take things a little too personally. And so, you know, you got to make sure that you're checking in and not taking things personally, because you take a lot of pride in your work. So whoever does get you, they need to treat you right. They need to tell you thank you, and you'll work over the moon for them if they appreciate you. So, you know, we're just calling in the right fit, because that's what you need right now. You need something that is going to help you to thrive. And I have to ask, do you have kids?
I don't. I have a dog.
Okay. How old? Do you mind me asking how old you are?
Yeah, I'm 40.
Okay. For some reason, I keep seeing two kids around you. So I don't know if you have nieces, nephews, or you're have a relationship with children or what that is, but it feels like there's two kids that are around you that, if they're not there yet, they're coming. And
yeah,
they're,
I've been praying about that.
Okay. Maybe that's why I needed to say it, so that you know that you're being heard. But yeah, there's kids around you. So that gives me chills. Yay. So, okay, Cherry, I'll let you jump back in if there's anything else you got to add to that.
You know, it's one thing to remember. All of our emotions are to be felt, not ignored. When we stuff them in our body, that's when we start creating illnesses. Yet go into where those originated. That's going to give you some answers for yourself. And remember, when we're in the lower emotions, the anger, the resistance, any of those, we're actually in fear. And so to elevate yourself up, just open your heart and really love everything about you. That's going to open a lot of doors. And, you know, the moment I said that, all of a sudden, not just Jessica, but also others started holding their breath. When we're holding our breath, we're holding out aspects of life. We are here. Humans have to have breath to live. And so this is a time to really trust and allow yourself to go forward. But when you're having, again, the frustration or the anger at other people, when we have a finger pointed out at another person, we have three fingers pointing back at ourselves. And so there's judgments that we're making on ourselves. We're seeing ourselves less than in some way. So look at anything there that mirrors something about you that you are not accepting. And that's all I had to say, because, Jessica, I keep getting that you're really walking through on your spiritual path and opening doorways that you haven't opened before. And so you've got a lot of things coming up, and it's important to look at them. And, you know, there again, get a support system, okay?
Yeah. Ah, thank you for the reading. It's a lot to think about. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you for calling
in. I'm going to try to call the food stamps line again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We're going to see you getting right through. Okay. Bye-bye, Hen.
There you go. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Well, we have another caller on the air. Tracy, are we ready for this caller?
Let's bring him up.
Okay. Clicking the button. Caller with the last four digits, 3772, you are on the air. Who are we speaking to? Where are you, and what is your question?
Good morning, Terry and Tracy. This is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Good morning.
I thought I should call in after all.
I think so. With your little, so Karen posted a picture in the chat room with her little dog sitting on the outdoor table in the backyard, and it just cracked me up. It's barking at the full moon. I love it. Yeah.
Oh, I was
that,
trying
what
to
kind of dog is that? It looks like a little bear.
He's a Skipper Key, which is a captain's dog, but a ratter. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Very, very nice.
He's adorable.
Very different, yes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Ladies, I have a question. I'm having a hard time moving forward. My husband and I are separating, and for the most part, I'm not very angry. I've come to terms with it, but every now and then something will grab me the wrong way, such as the other day he said, I own 50% of the fault here, and logically I think that's true, but then when I started to think about it, I got angry because I think about all the stuff that's happened that he's done,
okay.
And to me, I can't take 50% of that.
I want to just send you a whole lot of love right now,
mm-hmm.
A whole lot of love. And, you know, when we come to our final agreements with people at times, when we've come to that place that we're meant to walk in a different direction, it isn't necessarily easy in the human experience. And, again, this is a time for you to set boundaries and just love yourself. There's a part of him that's looking at what he doesn't want to, you know, he doesn't want to open the door and look at himself and the different actions and reactions he's had. And people tend to place blame when they're unable to look at themselves. And go ahead, and it's okay to resist that 50% if you choose. That's fine. Own what's yours and know that this is a part of you learning more about yourself, coming to terms with who you are, and being able to walk your path. And again, this is the perfect show for you to come on because, you know, it's letting you know you are supported. Your vibrational field has shifted and changed. His cannot resonate at this time. He's in more fear and more, you know, worry. But allow yourself to let it go with love. And let it go without judgment on yourself or him to the best of your ability. And allow yourself to feel everything you're feeling. I'm supposed to tell you, they're saying, tell her, things do brighten up for you. And
uh-huh.
you're feeling freer than you have in many, many years. It feels like you've been doing your best to make this work. But I keep seeing you through the relationship really pulling yourself inside and not feeling safe, tucking yourself away. Well, you're coming out in a big way, sweetheart, and let it go with love.
Thank you.
Tracy? Mm-hmm. Tracy?
Oh, goody. My turn. Okay. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
This call actually makes my day. I know that this is a long time coming. And like Cherry said, this is one of the hardest things you'll ever go through. Separation is not easy. There's a lot going on, but we knew it was coming, right? And now you're in it. So we'll get you through it. We get you through it. But this is what I'm seeing, why I was just closing my eyes and listening and allowing the information to come in. What I'm seeing is like this big vacuum that's behind you. And it's like, it's just sucking all this energy. Now, at first I thought, oh, somebody's being an energy vampire and sucking all your energy. But no, that's not what it was. What it ended up being is you're still kind of hanging on to an old version of yourself, a version that he helped paint for you, by the way, and you're hanging on to it. And they're trying to clear that out for you so that you can see yourself in a new version. You are Karen 5.0 now. You know, let go of the 1.0 and level up, because you've got, just like Cherry was saying, you've got a lot of really great things coming, but we got to get you through this part, okay? And, you know, there's going to be, it's kind of like, oh, what's a good example? You know, he kind of wants to stay stuck in an old pattern, and you want to get out and start something fresh and new, and he's going to keep trying to pull you back into that old pattern. So just imagine in your mind this vacuum taking all those old parts of you that don't need to be there anymore, and just let them go and let it suck it into that vacuum, okay? And then just see, envision your aura, and I want everybody to do this. Envision your auras as healed and whole, and just call it in. My aura is healed and whole. And just fill in those. You know, some of you guys may, everyone's intuitive. So as you're doing this, you may start recognizing that there's spots. For you, it comes in right at the chest. And right now that makes sense because you're going through separation and divorce. And so it's going to hit you right in the heart chakra and probably in the throat. And so just see that part healed. See the aura closing in that gap there and just healing that. And, you know, definitely be calling in your team to surround you through this and get you through it. But I just, a year from now, you're going to look back and you're going to be like, that wasn't fun, but boy, am I glad I did that, you know? And well, I do that all the time with my divorce. I look back and I'm like, oh my gosh, where would I be if I was still in that? Oh, and I'm so glad I'm not. And it's not to say anything bad about the ex, but, you know, the compatibility just isn't there anymore. So you have a question.
One of the biggest things I have is, or he has, that I did not so perfect in the relationship, was that I wasn't grateful to him and I didn't speak well to him. But on my side, I feel like my throat cut off, like I could never speak.
Well,
and like,
we want
when
to
I
remind
hear
you
that
of the
feedback,
mirroring. Remember,
I'm like, really,
mirroring.
Was I that bad? Because I'm trying to speak more, but he's telling me I
no
did it, you know.
So when
so
somebody
confusing.
Tells you something like that, and like Cherry was saying, you point the finger at somebody and three more are pointing back at you. He's projecting. He's mirroring. So he was the one that wasn't appreciating, wasn't saying thank you. And so he's projecting that onto you. You know,
okay.
That's what mirroring does. So you'll see the things in him that bother you about yourself, that kind of thing. So that's a whole lot more, you know, mirror. Go back to the Seven of Scene shows and listen to those. It'll help you work
yeah.
through some of that mirroring stuff.
So, thank you.
And those
yeah.
are in the archives. Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you, ladies, very
thank
much.
You, Karen.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have a beautiful future coming. Let the rest go.
Yep.
I'm trying.
You go.
I'm doing.
You're doing. Ooh, yeah, right. I like it. She caught it. Good job.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, again, Tracy and I mentioned we had to end the show a little early. So how do you people get in touch with you, Tracy?
Oh, you guys, you can find me over at TracyMahan.com. It's Tracy with an I-E, so TracyMahan. Or you can find me over on Facebook at Tracy Mahan, CHT, for Certified Hypnotherapist. I'm a reader. I do hypnosis. I'm a coach. You know, whatever, it's all there. It's all on the website. Go check it out. And you, Cherry?
CherryDivine.com or CherryDivine LLC on Facebook. And, of course, everything I do is on my page. And I can say what she said. So you guys have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.